The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on famous Chris's. I'll give you three bullet points and you tell me what famous Chris we're talking about. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Merry Christmas Eve. Hopefully you are gathering with friends and family to have eggnog and Moscow mules and great food, and you are watching holiday specials and having a grand old time. And maybe you put on the podcast to play along with, or maybe while you're driving over to where you're going. Regardless, I am very grateful for you checking out the show. If you love trivia, if you love Christmas trivia, just search the words Trivia with Buds. Christmas or winter or cold or anything you want to find trivia on, and you should find it on Google, which will lead you to an episode of the show. There's about 700 and something episodes to check out, so we've probably done a lot of Christmas stuff in the last couple of years of doing the show. I was reading a lot of Christmas stuff, fun facts and things to share on the podcast. Here's one I came across. It's the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of Santa Clauses, and it's held by Thisar Kiaria, India. It was held in there, that area, where on December 27, 2014, 18,112 Santas came, overtaking the current record of Derry City, Northern Ireland, on the 9th of September, 2007, where a total of 12,965 people dressed as Santa or Santa's helper, which previously brought down the record of 3,921, which was set in Liverpool City Center in 2005. A gathering of Santas in 2009 in Bucharest, Romania, attempted to top the world record, but failed with only almost 4,000 Santas. So that is quite a few Santas, 18,000 in India. Of all places, I would think it would be somewhere other than India, but they must have a lot of people that like to dress as Santa over in that area. And that's where they had the most ever. So put that in your Christmas pipe and smoke it. I'm looking at some other fun stuff here. I'm just on like the Wikipedia for Santa Claus. It says the chimney tradition. The tradition of Santa Claus entering dwellings through the chimney is shared by many European season gift givers. In pre-Christian Norse tradition, Odin would often enter through chimneys and fire holes on the solstice. In the Italian Befana tradition, the gift giving, which is perpetually covered with soot from her trips, the gift-giving witch is perpetually covered with soot from her trips down the chimneys into children's home. So that's where they get that from. In the tale of St. Nicholas, the saint tossed coins through a window, and in a later version of the tale, down a chimney when he finds the window locked. So there you go with some chimney tradition facts. That's kind of fun. It goes on to list a bunch of Christmas Eve rituals. One of my Christmas Eve rituals is drinking something from a copper mug. As of late, I'd say the last 5 years or so. But even before that, it's to watch Christmas Vacation, which I love quite a bit. The Griswold Family Christmas at Home. I think it's a great movie, and it's tons of fun. So maybe you'll watch that tonight, like I will be at some point. My brother Scott's coming to visit tomorrow on Christmas Day. He'll be here for 4 days, so I'm sure I'll do some episodes with him to close out the year. And he helps me write a lot of questions as of late on the show as well. Finally, here is a recommendation if you have Leinenkugels anywhere near you. I'm drinking a Leinenkugels Cranberry Ginger Shandy. It's a great holiday drink if you like a little beer, a little fruit, and a good taste. So go check that out, the Leinenkugels Cranberry Ginger Shandy. Perfect this time of year. All right, guys, we've got famous Chris's coming your way. Not a super Christmassy episode, but I thought that I would share that one tomorrow. We have an episode tomorrow coming up on all things Christmas. I used it at my live trivia nights last week, and it went well. So get ready for that tomorrow. But before tomorrow, we're going to do these famous Chris questions right now. Here we go. All right, for all these questions, we've got famous Chris's from the world of pop culture. You are going to write down the name of the Chris in question based on my three clues, and here's number one. Was an American Pie is 6'1" tall and is from Hinsdale, Illinois. Question number one, Famous Chris's number one was an American Pie. 6'1" from Hinsdale, Illinois. Question number two, 79 years old, known for a big 1985 film and Roger Rabbit. Number two, known for a big 1985 film and Roger Rabbit. And actually, this is from last year, so this guy is probably 80 years old right now. 80 years old, number two. Question number three, brother of someone once married to Madonna, died at age 40 and was in the movie Footloose. Number three, brother of someone once married to Madonna, died at age 40 and was in Footloose. Number three. Question number four, member of a band with Justin Timberlake, dreadlocks and born in 1971. Number four, member of a band with Justin Timberlake, dreadlocks and born in 1971. Question number five, comedian with a special called Never Scared, appeared in the film Head of State and does a voice in the Madagascar movies. Number five, comedian with a special called Never Scared, appeared in the film Head of State and Madagascar voice. Number five. Halfway through Famous Chris's, here comes number six, born in Seattle, Washington, died in Detroit, Michigan, and band name was like Eden. Number six, born in Seattle, Washington, died in Detroit, Michigan, and band name was like Eden. Number six. Number seven, famous director, the film Insomnia, and brother writes scripts. Number seven, famous director, the film Insomnia, and brother writes scripts. Number seven. Question number eight, Baltimore Orioles, first slash third baseman, and nickname of Crush. Number eight, Baltimore Orioles, first slash third baseman, and nickname of Crush. Number eight. Number nine had a small hand in Scary Movie 2, Cabin Boy, and There's Something About Mary. Number nine had a small hand in Scary Movie 2, Cabin Boy, and There's Something About Mary. Number nine. Question number 10, lead singer of the band Fozzy does a move called the Codebreaker and calls himself the greatest in the world. Number 10, lead singer of Fozzy does a move called the Codebreaker and calls himself the greatest in the world. Number 10. Your bonus question for 2 points. Christopher Walken was born with a different first name that started with R. What is his real first name that starts with R? 2 points if you know that one. Christopher Walken's real first R initial name. Those are all of your questions on Famous Chris's. We'll be right back in just a second with the Famous Chris answers. Here we go, everybody. Happy Christmas Eve. I hope you're having some fun tonight. Staying warm and drinking good stuff. Number one was an American Pie, 6'1", and from Hinsdale, Illinois, not far from where I grew up, Chris Klein from American Pie. He played Oz in that movie series. Number two, 79 years old, or 80 now, and known for a big 85 film and Roger Rabbit. That would be Christopher Lloyd, Chris Lloyd. Number three, brother of someone once married to Madonna, died unfortunately at age 40 and was in Footloose. That was Chris Penn, Sean Penn's brother, Chris Penn, great actor. Number four, member of a band with Justin Timberlake, band is in quotation marks, dreadlocks, and born in 1971, Chris Kirkpatrick. Number four, or as Eminem would say, Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. Number five, comedian with a special called Never Scared, appeared in the film Head of State and Madagascar voice. That would be Chris Rock. Number five, Chris Rock. Number six, born in Seattle, Washington, died in Detroit, Michigan, and band name like Eden, Chris Cornell. Number six, Chris Cornell. Number seven, famous director, the film Insomnia and brother writes scripts, Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan. Number eight, Baltimore Orioles, first slash third baseman and nickname of the Crush. That's Chris Davis. Chris Davis. Number nine, had a small hand in Scary Movie 2, was in a movie called Cabin Boy and a movie called There's Something About Mary. Chris Elliott from Schitt's Creek. He's great. Number 10, lead singer of the band Fozzy, does a move called the Codebreaker and calls himself the greatest in the world, Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, kicking butt in AEW right now. And your 2 point bonus question, what is Christopher Walken's first name that starts with R? It's actually Ronald. Ronald for Chris Walken. Those are your answers and all the questions for today's episode. Hope you had fun playing along. Hopefully you're having a great Christmas Eve somewhere. And it's time for one more question in the form of the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go to them for all your design needs at fmdesignsinc.com. What is the subtitle for the video game Resident Evil 7? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day was Nickelodeon for the network that Eureka's Castle aired on. And your trivia team name of today is Go Elf Yourself. Go Elf Yourself. I think there's a website where you can do that and make yourself a dancing elf. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Christmas trivia with Buds. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.